Washington State ferry system must buy its ferries in this state. State lawmakers are considering ending that requirement. According to a recent state audit, Washington is overpaying for ferries compared to other states. One company currently building ferries in Washington State is Vigor Industrial. They bought Seattle-owned Todd Shipyards back in December 2010. Brian Mannion is a spokesperson for Vigor Industrial. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How many ferries has Todd Shipyards built for Washington State?
We're going to have five built in total.
Has Todd Shipyards gotten an advantage because of the state law requiring that the ferries be purchased here?
No, we haven't gotten an advantage. There are several shipyards in the state that are capable of building ferries for Washington State, so there's plenty of competition here.
So if you haven't gotten any advantage from this law, you probably think it's okay if it goes away?
Well, no, because there's an important context here, and it's to remember that the purpose of the Build in Washington law is to employ people, create economic benefit, and help develop a capable workforce. And from what we've seen measured against those goals, this law has been a very successful law for the state of Washington.
Give us some specifics. How many jobs has it created or kept?
So each ferry project creates more than 300 direct jobs and more than 1,300 indirect jobs elsewhere in the economy at suppliers, places where people spend their money, that type of thing. And then as far as a direct economic benefit, based on the state's own findings, a $150 million investment in building a new ferry produces not only a new ferry, which is a critical part of infrastructure for the state, but has a positive economic impact of $180 million across the state's economy.
Now, Clipper Navigation CEO Daryl Bryan was on a state-appointed task force to look at the operation of the state ferry system, and one of the things he looked at is that requirement that ferries be purchased from companies in-state, like your company. He said he's not in favor of that requirement.
Competition breeds more aggressive price quotes.
Would the state ferry system, which is financially strapped, get a better price if it could put this out to bid from other companies around the nation?
You know, I'm not sure of that. We know that we can compete with anybody. But as far as what additional costs might come with using a shipyard, say, on the other side of the country, we're not sure of that.
If you could compete with anybody, why not? Why have this guarantee that it will be only purchased from an in-state company?
You know, that's ultimately a legislative decision that was instituted, you know, in the legislature's own words, to employ people, create benefit, and develop a capable workforce. And we see that it's doing all of those things. Ultimately, it's a legislative decision. It's a decision for the people of Washington on how they want to conduct business. And we think it's just really important that everyone remember that it's the requirement itself is doing what the law set out to do.
The specific case that's come up is the payment to your company, Todd Shipyards, of over $83 million for the ferry Chesapeake back in 2010. And there was a state auditor's report that said that was almost $50 million more than the cost of a comparable ferry that Massachusetts purchased in recent years. Why is that a good deal for Washington State?
Well, I think the thing that's important to remember is that the whole project, that series of three vessels produced for Washington State ferries, came in $7 million under budget. And that same audit report also found that the vessels, the final vessel in the series, came in at a cost that's very comparable to what it would cost to build the island home today.
What do you think is the future of this legislation? You don't want it overturned. Certainly there are many vested interests among your employees who don't want it overturned. What's your read on this?
That's really up to the legislature. We hope that they consider all of the factors in play, and I think the debate's been really robust and complete to this point, so we're waiting with everybody else.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it. Brian Mannion, a spokesperson for Vigor Industrial. They own Seattle's Todd Shipyards that builds ferries for the state, and the state is required to buy ferries from Washington State companies under legislation.